And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. I'm joined by my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are joined by Extreme Makeover design team member and maybe, I don't use this word often, but maybe the cutest.
Cutest?
Cutest.
Really?
Most heartfelt person on that team, Jillian Harris. Jillian, how are you?
Oh, you guys are so cute. I'm great. I flew in late last night, but I rolled over and I said to my boyfriend, please tell me, is it 10 o'clock? And he goes, it's 5 to 10. And I said, oh my goodness, I'm so happy I got to sleep in and I've got my interview with Mark and Teresa. So I'm actually just sitting in bed waiting for somebody to make coffee.
Well, that sounds like fantastic. Why don't I get to do that, dear?
Coincidentally, so am I.
I don't think so. I think I got up at 5:30, and I think I had to make my own coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, not so much. But I'm really excited about the Extreme Makeover Home Edition specials that are airing. And the first one that you are on Monday night, and... You know, Mark was on that project, too, and he says that he actually made your dad bleed within, like, 5 minutes of meeting him.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They, so for anybody who watches the show, I don't know if my dad will make it to air or not, but we, okay, so first off, let's set this up. We filmed the show last fall. Last winter, and it was to be a Thanksgiving special that would air this year. And so for Christmas last year, knowing that it was going to be possibly one of my last Extreme Makeover episodes, I wrapped up an old hammer and I put a letter inside, and it was the letter of the story of the Watson family. And my dad read the letter, and he started crying, and he said, looked at me with tears in his eyes, and you can actually, I videotaped it, so if you want to see the video, it's on my website.
Uh-huh.
And he looked up at my eyes, and he said, with tears in his eyes, and he said, well, Jimmy, what is this? Who are these people? And he said, you're going to be building them a house. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, you're going to come with me to Knoxville, and you're going to help me build a house for this family. And I'm going to start crying because he was crying and I was crying. And, you know, it's just so incredible. You know, Mark and Teresa, you know, the listeners don't know, I've been a part of many, many episodes. And myself, I did about 12. But being a part of a build like this is just the most life-changing, as cliche as it sounds, heartwarming thing you can do. And to this day, my dad said it was the most incredible experience he's ever had. So back to Mark's question, my dad, yes, was there. And I think my dad has a man crush on Mark. So Teresa, you better watch out.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
Well, what I can say is that it was such except the blood part, was such an awesome experience because we rolled over from where you were staying to the job site, and your dad's telling stories in the van, and I didn't even know you were in it and for a while. And anyway, we get out of the van, and I totally stalked you. I'm like, hey, Jillian, it's Mark from my Fix It Up Life. You're like, what are you doing here? And I was helping out with the project management crew, and then you turn around and say, this is my dad. He wants to work. And I said, well, does he want to work with me? And he puts a big smile on his face, and I can tell he's a really tough guy. And he said, and we're like, yeah, let's go. So long story short, someone dropped something on his head.
Oh, my God. This was the scariest time of my life because my dad, tough guy, runs an auto body shop, just like you're saying. He's a DIYer. He's just, you know, and he's salt of the earth kind of guy, just like you. Working away with Mark, you know, I'd leave my dad in Mark's hands because I know he's in good hands. And I come back about 4 hours later, and lo and behold, somebody dropped a freaking, oh, sorry, this is it. Somebody had dropped a
nail gun. Yeah.
And when my dad went to go look up to see what it was, the hard hat fell off. And thank God it was the big chunky part of the nail gun and not the sharp part, because it just gave him like a big, big, huge goosebump, and a little, he didn't have to get a stitch. But I've realized now how parents must heal when, you know, their kids get hurt, because you were there, Mark, right? I lost my mind. I was crying. Oh, my God, Dad. Anyways, he's fine. My dad's fine.
So what was it like, though, working with your dad and bringing him to an extreme makeover, you know, that whole experience of it, and now that you can share it, and are you going to watch it together?
We won't watch it together. And you know what's even sadder is we won't watch it together because I have a press conference in town here. But also my mom is away in Hawaii. So I'll have to make sure that all my cousins go over to my parents' place and that my dad has somebody to watch it with. But it was just incredible. You know, just bringing my dad to be able to see what I did for a living. He has always been so proud of me, but to actually bring him and see firsthand, and for him to meet all of my colleagues and the design team and the people that are a part of my everyday life on this show was just incredible. It really was just such a great experience.
Well, when you meet someone like the Watson family, and you see the way they're living, and then you see the possibility of the way they could live, especially with the amount of people they help, what goes through your mind to all of a sudden go from, you know, point A to bringing your design alive? I mean, what are the emotions? What happens?
I think the first thing is that, you know, I will tell you firsthand, am I generous and do I have a big heart? Absolutely. But somehow, we all only end up with 24 hours a day. And somehow my 24 hours a day are always completely jam-packed. I'm always exhausted. And I don't have anybody else to take care of. I only have me. And you think about the Watson family. Well, they have a family. They've got children. And not only do they have children, but they've taken on the responsibility of bringing other people into their home and other people into their life. That single mothers who need help. And, you know, you think about what kind of courage it takes, what kind of sacrifices you have to make, personal sacrifices, time. It is so commendable. And I look up to that family and I think to myself, if I could just be 10% of what that family was, just 10%, if everybody could watch this show and just be 10% of what this family is, I mean, we'd be living in Wonka land. I mean, life would be just so different for everybody. And it sounds cliche, but they are the true, true poster child for good people. I mean, it's how I'm sure God wanted us to be that giving and to sacrifice for others who need it. And to me, it becomes less about how pretty the room is going to be, but more about injecting it with all the love that you possibly can to make everything that those families need.
Wow.
That's poetic, the way you say that. And, you know, on your website, jillianharris.com, you have a line that stuck with me, that you love lovely things. And the only other person who could write a sentence like that and pull it off is Dr. Seuss.
Right. I'm a lot like Dr. Seuss. I'm both a little crazy.
Oh my goodness, that is so funny.
I mean, I love lovely things, but it in one fell swoop says it all without being lame. So
Right.
Well, for the just about a minute that we have left, I want to know, and I'm sure everybody else wants to know, what are you working on right now? Where else can we see you after all of these Extreme Makeover Home Edition specials air?
Well, your listeners will really love this, because my grandma says I'm like horse poop. I'm all over the place.
So, that's what I was going to say, Jillian, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Dr. Seuss, horse poop, it's the same thing. You know.
Oh, man. Okay, well, lots of stuff's going on. Right now, I'm working really hard on this campaign I do on my website every year called Jill's Favorite Things. It's a lot like Oprah's Favorite Things, except for nobody's getting a Cadillac. But every day I give away one of my favorite things to my readers. And so I've been working so hard on that. And that starts December 7th. And January 7th, I actually am so excited because premiere of my new show, which is the Love It or List It Vancouver. So anybody who's seen the show Love It or List It, it is the same franchise, it's the same format, but we're just featuring Vancouver, and I'm the new host. So I'm getting so ready for that. And besides my website and the new show and a fabulous new guy in my life, I'm just doing lovely. I'm doing as well.
That sounds great. So please say hi to your dad for us.
Check out
these episodes on ABC of Extreme Makeover.
And follow Jillian on Twitter, because we do, at Jillian Harris, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Bye, you guys.